taken off the agenda. The next item is William P. and Joanne M. Akins, two lots on 50-foot right-of-way on Route 9.
This is a request to subdivide a 6.7-acre parcel back into two parcels. Lot 3A will contain 5.85 acres. Lot 3B will contain 8,500 of an acre. The two lots were combined into one parcel when a prior application went through the major subdivision process. The owners of the parcel did not agree to that part of the application. Lot 3B has an existing dwelling located on it. This came to before the commission a year or so ago under the name of Bailey Mall, I believe, and it was to combine parcels and create what you're seeing on the site plan as Lot 1 and 1A. The combining of 142.01 at 6.7 acres and the parcel in lot number 4, 9.32 acres. We had a letters of signature from the parties agreeing to the subdivision. This parcel had previously been subdivided to the Akins and was a part of the original tract but was not supposed to be combined. It pre-existed. And then they find out they had couldn't build a house because they had their property combined. It's a little bit easier because the road's paved.
Right.
They're not really creating something, they're not really creating something new. They're just trying to put it back the way it was originally intended.
Okay.
And the house is on the smaller portion of the lot. It already exists. If you're going out Route 9, Mike, this would be where that there's a new veggie shack, I think it's called.
Yeah.
There's a paved driveway just to the east side of that. It goes back to the site across railroad track, and this is back behind the railroad. The railroad track would be that long strip that appears to be a road halfway between. Route 9 would be the strip that's almost to the top of the page.
So we're just recreating the two parcels?
They have two separate deeds. The surveyor, when he submitted it on behalf of the malls, drew the drawing to make it appear that this one was being combined also without their knowledge. They agreed to let the malls do what the malls wanted to do. They didn't agree to combine their lot.
So 3B and 3A become
3B and 3A
lots.
Would be, if you approve it, would be separate lots as they were.
As they were originally deeded.
Right.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning William P. and Joan M. Akins' request to create two lots in a 50-foot right-of-way off of Route 9, my motion is for approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve two lots on 50-foot right-of-way on Route 9 for William P. and Joan M. Akins. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is Charles N. and Carolyn G. Jackson, three parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 46.
I don't have the tax map for this one. I have the larger drawings. This is a request